this. Maybe we will, let's go back up and do a couple more informational items, then we will take a break, and then we'll get into finalizations right after the break. It's okay with everyone. So Arden, pardon me. Back to where, Rachel? Oh, yeah, probably. Yep, that'd be a good idea. Yep.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Like to provide a brief update today on non-meandered waters and where we're at. Implementation of House Bill 1001 continues to be working well. We have received a little bump recently in interest in closing a few more waters, which we were expected. Rhett Russell is our kind of field lead on this, and as he had talked with some landowners last summer and last fall, they indicated to him that they probably would not put any signs or close any waters off until ice up. But so we kind of expected that this was going to happen, but it's still, we've only got 12 waters in the state that are closed at this time, totaling up a little bit less than 4,000 acres that have been closed. And of those 4,000 acres, only one of those waters and around 1,000 acres is considered to be a managed fishery, and that is Reitz Lake in Day County. And we continue to have some discussions with the Reitz family and had some very positive comments here just as recently as yesterday. So we are continuing to work with them to hopefully come up with a solution for an agreement. As we meet with any of these landowners, we do follow up with them to make sure that check the ownership, work with them on that, make sure that they understand the requirements for the posting, and also we discuss access agreements. At this time, we don't have any other access agreements on those 12 bodies of waters, just that one that we're working on there and another potential agreement on another body of water that we're working on. We're hoping when we come back and give you an update at the next commission meeting that we'll have one or two of these access agreements in place. Just wanted to also give you a reminder that on March 1st we'll be having a hearing on the petition for a partial closure on Goose Lake in Coddington County. But that's mostly what I had for an update today. Secretary Hepler, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Mr. Chairman, Kelly Hepler. Arden, thank you very much. That was a great overview. Is that now legislation is in session, and as we know, there's a HB 1001 that passed during special session, had a sunset clause, which means we need to take action during the session. To that end, the governor introduced, now it's Senate Bill 24, which would move the sunset clause to 2021, which was originally suggested in a special session last summer. I know that there's other ideas floating around out there, but so far they haven't come out, so I could see what those are yet. But I'm hearing there's ideas of some people they want to potentially amend. I think, but the good news is that no matter whether you support this or don't, I'm not hearing anybody say we want to go back and start over again. I think most people are saying the framework of the bill, we can work within that. But I think, then we have to step see the proof and the details and see what that looks like. There's a planned overview, and it's going to be fairly in-depth overview. It's going to happen next Thursday afternoon. I think it'll be in room 414. I've not found out yet what time that'd be. I don't know if it'd be after committee hearings or after they're in session. So it may be later afternoon, but we'll find out from Representative Otten when that's going to be. But that'll give a chance to go in more depth, more detail on this, and we'll see where it's at. But other than that, Mr. Chairman, I think Arden did a good job of the overview. So unless there's any questions, all I have.
Mr. Secretary, so is the hearing to try and get public input on that, or what is the hearing?
And that's a fair question. I'm not, I'm assuming it'll take public input. There's also potential, Mr. Chairman, that, this is where the hearing for the SB 24 is going to be, is going to go through Senate Ag and Resources, so Senator Kermack's here, committee. There may be a chance that he may actually set and have a hearing on that prior to this meeting on Thursday. If that's the case, obviously, the senators are looking for, people come in and speak, for or against the proposal. So I have not seen a detailed discussion. I'm not trying to be coy. I just don't have that yet. And I think that this is still kind of falling in place as we go. I would assume that they would take testimony at that point, take questions, but I can't say since I'm not running that committee.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Arden? Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 8, public involvement assessment tool, Cindy Longmire.